From the home of stats and overreactions, Studio B, this is View from Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron with enthusiasm today.
Nailed that one.
I think we're all a little sick,
We had a cue, yeah. I'm under the weather, and it's chilly, and I feel less than that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
it's the season, man. Yeah, I'm okay with it. It has been so long since I've seen you.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Feels like it's been at least a week.
At least a week.
At least almost exactly one full, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it has been a week.
Last week was Thanksgiving Thursday,
yeah.
It was a good holiday, or it was whatever. Yeah.
It was a holiday.
It sure was.
Didn't have to work.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing. That's the best thing about that holiday. Yeah, I'm into it, too. Sports-wise.
Yeah.
What happened this weekend in sports?
Not a lot.
Okay, well, I'll see you guys next week.
Okay, good times.
Cool, yeah.
We'll talk about recipes.
Can we? I actually got some really, really good. No, we're not going to do that. Not quite. Packers and Lions.
Packers won.
That was, yeah. They really went wire to wire.
Now, was it just Green Bay was that good and didn't make any mistakes, and Detroit just was horrible during one game?
I mean, it kind
of. I watched a little bit of it. I mean, Love looked decent. I mean.
Yeah, once again, he's
been coming along the last several weeks.
He had two really, really good games.
Yeah.
Four really bad games.
Yeah.
And now three really good games in a row. He just keeps making the argument over and over that he's the quarterback of the future for the Green Bay Packers. It's a rocky future. It's an inconsistent future, but they also keep flashing stats that compare very favorably to the past two quarterbacks that have played for the Packers at this point in their career.
First 11 games, I think Love is exactly with, I think I saw the same stat with Rodgers.
Yeah, he's Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers for the first 11 games.
Yeah.
So he's there. He's at that point in the bell curve.
I think everybody's just gotten so impatient. They want instant results. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Me too.
100%.
It's like Carolina. Same thing. I mean, even worse there because they just fired their head coach.
Carolina went from bad to worse to somehow worse than that because they fired their head coach. They're turning into what happened for Texas. The Houston Texans. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Or the Raiders. Or the Clippers, right? Like they're in a basketball sense, they're the Los Angeles Clippers or the Washington Commanders, right? You're kind of turning into this odd joke franchise. Let's hope we're not there with the Packers or
you guys are probably going to roll with them one more year. You have to.
You are too. It's this year and next year for sure.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing in the works because, like you said, as much as you want instant results in the NFL, you have to have a game plan for your quarterback position. It's unlike any position in any professional sport. You have to plan for it. You have to be ready in depth for years to come at the quarterback position, or your team is not going to succeed. So for at least this year and next year, Packers are starting Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think everybody's like, I mean, all the analysts and everything were like, oh, he's got this year to prove it. And then Gutekunst came and said, well, we've got 10 games.
And since he said that, his last four have been great.
Yeah.
He's a guy that if you were just basing him on the last 10 games, he's a pro.
If the Packers had Devontae Adams or a caliber of that, would it be a lot different, do you think?
And that's where you're going to find out in the next year to come, right? Because if one of these guys, Romeo Doubs keeps looking like a pretty...
Who's the other one that just like stepped up the last couple of games?
Christian Watson, but the Wicks. Are you talking...
Wicks or this...
Dontavius Wicks was a draft pick. He had the three catches for 91 yards.
Maybe that...
Because with so much youth on their team, unless a free agent wide receiver comes along next year who really wants to play in Green Bay... the team they have, right? That has never, since what, Andre Rison? I'm fairly certain is the last big-time wide receiver who's wanted to come to Green Bay. It's been a long, long time. Mostly they want to flee the scene as soon as they possibly can.
Yeah.
The team you see in front of you for the Green Bay Packers this year is going to be exact, give or take, what you have next year.
Yeah.
You're going to have the same quarterback. You're going to have a whole different running back room, which is probably fine because as well as Aaron Jones did play pretty well.
He's been hurt
again.
Every other game, it seems
AJ Dillon has played well the last two games, but he's not very good.
Yeah.
So him playing well doesn't mean anything for next year. Yeah, so the running back room is going to be completely different, but all your tight ends, all your wide receivers, most all your offensive linemen, unless they draft a couple in this upcoming draft, which
they probably will.
You should. You're the Green Bay Packers. Unless you're drafting an SEC defensive player, you're drafting an offensive lineman in the first round. That's just... unfortunately, how they do bets. That's their operating.
But they did look good, though. I mean, they looked. I watched that game a little bit on Thursday, so it did. They have glimpses of being good.
Yeah, Detroit doesn't look any worse than Detroit looks just fine. They still look. They don't look like a team that can beat Philadelphia.
Nope.
They can't beat the Niners. You'd have to rank them as the fourth best team in the NFC. Dallas looks like they might be better than...
Yeah, but Dallas hasn't played anybody either.
Dallas is Dallas. The Cowboys are like...
Because I think they play 49ers, I think, this weekend.
Okay.
And then they got Philly in there again, so...
Right, yeah, Dallas is that team that...
You know, you'll find out.
They should be good, but yeah, Detroit doesn't look like a Super Bowl team, but they're definitely a playoff team. They're going to host a playoff game because they're certainly still going to win.
Unless they completely just collapse.
But they're still going to host a playoff game because they're absolutely nobody in the Packers division.
Minnesota's two games behind at this point.
I call it the Packers division, but it's the NFC North, technically. Nobody in that team, in that division, can win four in a row. There's no way. There's nothing that tells me that Minnesota can win four in a row to win a division.
Not after last week.
I was going to get their B. A was the Packers-Lions, and B was, that Vikings-Bears game was hilarious. If you're not a fan of either team.
I watched the first, quarter and went, what is going on?
That was so terrible.
The offense was just horrible. It's like, what the heck, you know? So is it coaching, you know? Or is it Joshua Dobbs? Just that luster now has worn
regression,
off.
Regression, it's, you know, it's kind of like in every sport.
They're trying to do more, you know, trying to be a little more complicated.
There's
maybe
a scouting department for the other team. The other team has a bunch of pros on their coaching staff as well, looking at tape, figuring out, oh, he always throws here. And when he drops back to this side, he goes to this spot 90% of the time. And as a guy in Josh Dobbs, a quarterback playing for his third team, you're not looking at your third and fourth reads on a lot of these things. You're going quick. You're going... So he didn't... He looked like he should be on his fifth team in 4 years. Honestly,
He didn't look like nothing. He looked like maybe a fourth string quarterback.
I wish we could have played... And I should have done a little more work. Do you remember on The Price is Right, there was that game with the yodeling, and you'd go up the mountain.
You get close enough that you go over, you just fall off.
And you'd go, where is Josh Dobbs on that list? Like, the bottom of that list is Christian Ponder and Joe Webb. The top of that list is Dante Culpepper.
Brett Favre.
I forgot there was a Brett Favre sighting for the Vikings. Did he really rank in the all-time Vikings
quarterback? Randall Cunningham was in there. Warren Moon was in there. Brad Johnson did decent.
I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, but would you like to rank?
No.
You don't even want to tell. You don't want to.
Yeah, I don't have the luxury of being able to name your last three starting quarterbacks for your team, because that's all it is. Two of them for the 30
years.
That's
amazing. For Green Bay Packers, it goes Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer before you even get to the fourth best quarterback.
Before Favre.
Oh, I think in my mind Bart Starr is better than Brett Favre.
Well,
you know, so you go Aaron Rodgers, Bart Starr, Brett Favre.
I mean, for Minnesota, be Fran Tarkenton probably.
that's your best quarterback. Yeah, you're not wrong
in the history, because they went to the Super Bowls with that one,
right?
You know,
absolutely. You're 100%. That's the only quarterback. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the only Vikings quarterback to be in the Super Bowl.
Ever,
right? I mean,
yeah,
I
think so.
I don't know if he started all four of those.
We came
games
close in 98, but we
I don't know if Sean
about that.
Salisbury made an appearance, or Dante Culpepper almost made a Super Bowl, didn't they? Almost. What happened that year?
Anyway, so they didn't look really good on Monday. It doesn't help. Once again, this game was plagued with turnovers. Josh Dobbs threw four interceptions. When you do that, you're not going to win.
Yeah, it was a nice familiar thing to see a Vikings quarterback throwing four interceptions. It's been a while.
How much do we miss Kirk Cousins now?
Who?
Right? I don't even know how the offseason is going to go. Because, I mean, if Minnesota really wants to work on their future, Kurt's not going to be the answer. They got to get a young quarterback, but then who's going to back him up? And then
I mean, Josh Dobbs can be a backup quarterback, apparently.
We'll see.
Kellen Mond, can he be your backup? Is he still around? No, he's not around. Still in the NFL, right?
No, I don't think he is now.
When this Bryce Hall? No, what the heck is it?
Jaren
Hall?
He's still on.
Probably not the answer.
We don't know because he was in there for four series.
I did this the other week.
He pulled Aaron Rodgers and he was out.
Anytime after the third round, you're not a starting quarterback.
Usually.
Besides Tom Brady.
Brock Purdy.
It's
an anomaly.
25 years. Yeah. I ran through that list of quarterbacks that have been drafted in the modern NFL, and I'm an NFL guy. I'm a draft guy even more than that. Mm-hmm. And you might be even more a draft. When I start listing off the names of, like, oh, yeah, I remember Sean Mannion. Oh, yeah, I remember Dan Orlovsky. You remember?
He was horrible.
Brock Osweiler. Remember when Brock Osweiler was good? But these are guys who were drafted in the.
Dak was fifth.
Third.
That was fifth round.
But I forget about Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson.
But they're anomalies.
Very, very rare that a guy gets drafted in the third to fifth to seventh round and gets a chance to stick around long enough to make a roster, to make a backup spot, get a.
The offseason for Minnesota is going to be, I don't know, it's going to be chaotic. I mean, it depends on, you know, what happens after this bye week. I mean, Coach Connell already said, you know, we're going to evaluate. And see what happens. I mean, technically, they're backups. So whatever happens this year is going to happen. And, you know, they want to give the best effort possible, but they're not going to be faulted. I mean, Kurt technically was on a Pro Bowl. He was probably having one of the better years he's had in a long time.
Does it make it easier? It makes it simpler if you just decide we're not signing Kirk Cousins, right? Like, it makes
Kurt's not going to come back.
Less talent, yes. But it makes it much easier if you just decide, you know what, we're going to go with Josh Dobbs and a first-round draft pick at quarterback because that fits in the salary cap. We don't have to worry about injuries. You don't have to worry about what happens if so-and-so isn't good or isn't ready.
The problem is that Kurt's not going to come back like Aaron Rodgers, by the way, which is he just got put on the ticket off the
That's
IR.
That's wild. That isn't.
That's 11 weeks, isn't it?
It's 11 weeks since an Achilles, tearing an Achilles. Like, I watched
Did you watch him practice today?
I watched practice today. I watched him run off the field. It looks like Aaron Rodgers chucking balls.
What's the secret, do you think?
I mean, this is
peyote.
It's the ayahuasca thing, right? He was huffing ayahuasca, but it's also, you know.
He's an anomaly. He is someone that's very different. And
him and Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
That's somebody's got to look into how their training method is differing from all of the. Yeah. I mean,
but back to it though. I mean, Kirk Cousins is not going to heal that fast.
No.
You know,
he wears Wrangler jeans and sweater vests. He's not a quick healer.
Yeah, I don't know. So I mean, if he wants to stay in Minnesota, which he's publicly said he wants to stay in Minnesota. He's going to have to take a pay cut.
I mean, what other team? If a 36-year-old coming off an Achilles injury where you're probably not going to see the first half of a season, if you're a rebuilding team, you can't get Kirk Cousins. If you're a playoff this close to a quarterback, but you just need
a bridge quarterback.
Not if you're not playing.
Yeah,
you can't be much of a bridge quarterback sitting just taking notes. Necessary if he can't see the field. Yeah, that Aaron Rodgers getting to play.
Because right now he's on a 21-day, so they took him off, so theoretically 21 days from whatever this, December, I don't even know what that would be, the 18th?
Okay.
Something like that?
That gives you...
He could start. He could start a game at the end of the month.
And it's a... And I know that none of us are New York media. I know that we're not New York Jets pundits. Or even NFL reporters. Neither of us are. We didn't keep up with our credentials this last year to be NFL reporters, as you recall. We talk, you know. But does Aaron Rodgers play? It's a weird thing to think that.
So it depends. He said on yesterday during
McCaffrey.
He said if they are in contention potential for being in the playoffs, and he feels healthy, he will play.
So this is another one of those you have 3 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
they're 4-7.
Have to win, because if they're 4-8, you're out of the playoffs, right? Like your contention.
AFC,
if you're 4-9, you're out. So unless you win two out of the next three, you are not in the playoffs contention necessarily.
And it also depends. He was very adamant about, well, you know, my health comes first. let's see how this is, you know, when the time comes. So he's leaving himself an out. And I mean, it comes to the time where he can, you know, go back and be on the field. You can go, I'm not feeling it.
We're four and ten. And my leg hurts. I'm out. Did you get a chance to watch how terrible?
That whole team is.
Like I said, we're not Jets reporters, but man, Tim Boyle, former Green Bay Packer farmhand, Tim Boyle looked like one of the worst starting quarterbacks.
He was the one that Rodgers brought over too, wasn't he?
Yes. The only reason he was a.
So who's doing a worse job, Joe Douglas or Aaron Rodgers as a GM?
Well, I mean, that's a Joe Douglas thing, right? Like the GM has to get. Well, the GM has to get fired if you bring in all this nonsense and lose draft capital.
What happens if they fire? Do you think everybody on that team is this? Their job is safe. Nathaniel Hackett, Robert Saleh. Do you think they're safe?
I don't think. No. Nathaniel Hackett gets fired. Yeah, I believe that. I do. I think as an ownership, as a GM, you can look Aaron Rodgers in the eye and say, I know you got one year left, and we're not giving you this chucklehead who has absolutely now ruined two seasons of offensive football for everyone.
Right, but I mean, the Bronco debacle, yes. But this one necessarily isn't his fault. They spent all offseason and so far up to this trying to figure out what they got with Zach and trying to make it work, and then Zach's horrible.
That he's,
you know, but he's not going to fire. They're not going to fire him.
But that's,
there's no way.
I think coaches are really, really expendable.
Not that expendable. Not when you have that quarterback in the room and going, he leaves, I'm done. And then they're done.
And here's the thing: that's the thing is, you're also talking. I've heard the Jets talking about like they're definitely trading for Devontae Adams in the offseason.
Yeah.
They really want to give people the 2017 Green Bay Packers experience all over again.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Though,
I love these run it back teams, and it never, ever, ever works for these teams that are 2 years behind the curve. I mean, like I said, that's where you got to enjoy a team that is just like Green Bay has decided. We're going with the youth movement.
Yeah.
We're just leaning in to a couple of the Bears. They're the same thing. They're leaning into a youth. The Lions. The Lions did it right. They lucked out to get Jared Goff. Turns out Jared Goff's a real quarterback. So when they traded Matthew Stafford and got first-round picks, it was looked at as a tank job by them. Yeah. Like they're bottoming out. They did bottom out. They were like, you know, they were a two-win team, and now they're not. They're looking like a real team. Other teams that don't bottom out kind of don't. That you never get that chance. Chargers.
Chargers, that's the funniest stat since Justin Herbert started playing. You see that stat?
Exactly.
30-30, yeah. And the points given up, and the points scored almost exactly.
It's within a point or two, within zero games, he's exactly a .500. And I know he doesn't play defense. It doesn't affect the amount of points that the team gives up, but it's a remarkable statistic. Yeah. I've seen that now
a couple times. Brandon Staley will be gone.
I said we should have made the list as how many coaches we think will be fired in the NFL by the end of the year.
So far, so we got two so far?
Who else did we get besides Frank Reich? Oh, yeah, that's right. The Raiders have let somebody go.
So that's two.
Okay.
So Chargers.
I can see that going. How about the Giants? Giants, yes, they're keeping.
Nah, he's got one more year.
Okay, one more because they have a lot of injuries. And when injuries happen, you can say, "Well, it's not my fault. I can't."
Yep.
Chicago.
Eberflus.
Oh yeah, that doesn't. If they replace the quarterback, I feel like that whole entire thing flips
the GM
over.
Pools of gold.
They haven't made the correct draft pick in so many years that please give somebody the opportunity.
Because they're living in 1985 still.
It's terrible what they're so bad.
So that's Chicago. Who else?
You got five. You've got, Washington looks. Is Ron Rivera?
Yeah, he'll be gone.
He still feels like he's.
He'll be gone.
He's a guy that should have been fired.
Because they fired Jack Del Rio. That's
right. They fired his buddy and defensive coach.
A couple other guys there. I think Belichick will be done.
That was the one I forgot. Yeah, Belichick.
I think it won't be a firing. It'll be a mutual. We've come to the agreement that Bill's done.
You're an advisor. You're a something. Nah, you're he's just gonna
go hang out with his dogs in his house. Yeah.
He does seem like the kind of guy.
So I mean, you're looking at 6-7. What else? Who else? Oh, Raiders. I mean, you look at the Raiders.
Raiders are gonna have to replace I think they keep their interim guy.
I think they might.
They've made so many coaching mistakes that they've got to own up to as an ownership. They have to look that goofy guy with that goofy haircut, Mark Davis, is going to have to look himself in the mirror and say, it's my fault.
And there's always going to be one or two of those teams you kind of go at, ooh, really? Ooh, you know, kind of well, shut, you know, so.
That's the thing is I keep seeing, like, what if Dallas doesn't win a playoff game?
Yep.
Can you fire a Mike McCarthy? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
What about Green Bay? How far down?
I think he's got.
How many losses does Green Bay, if they win a couple games, Matt LaFleur stays around?
Yeah.
Maybe you're firing a defensive coach, maybe an offensive coach. You're doing something.
Yeah.
But you're going to see a
he's
big
got
turnover.
One more year.
That roster is going to see a big offensive turnover. Any of the Bakhtiari gone, Aaron Jones gone.
I mean, so you I got mean, Giants, no Commanders.
Darnell Savage one. Will be gone next year.
Rams.
Sean McVay was talking about retirement a couple years ago, and they're not very good.
Cardinals got a new one. Lions.
I say Cardinals
Packers,
just got a new one.
Bears.
Yeah, when you look at the bottom.
Falcons. Saints.
Dennis. You know, it's funny because they keep showing Falcons games, and they're a really fun team to watch. I don't feel like
right.
that's a coaching problem. Yeah, that's not a coaching problem. That feels like a talent problem.
Buccaneers.
No, right. Who's their coach currently? Is there Bruce? No, it's not Bruce Arians. It's not Byron Leftwich. Is it somebody?
I don't even know his name.
On some kind of
brain fart.
So it's there could be 10. We you could picture 10 teams, which is funny because that's way too many brand new coaches. I can't picture 1/3 of the coaches being brand new. So there's got to be a couple of these bottom feeding awful teams.
Todd Bowles.
And Todd Bowles. Oh yeah, he's been a coach of a terrible team before. Yeah.
Nope. So I mean, let's look at the.
He's been fired before. They're
Dolphins. You know, no Bills.
Yes.
You think
so? I think he's gone. That guy. They keep showing Patriots. Bills games, and he keeps looking like a coach who's been fired already.
Chiefs won't. Broncos won't. Raiders. Yes, we already know that. Chargers will. Ravens no. Steelers no.
No, of course not. No.
Stefanski and the Browns.
No, because they're going to be a playoff team.
Bengals will hang around. Jaguars will hang around. Colts is a new coach.
The GM for the Browns should
Titans.
Be fired.
Titans.
Oh, Titans. That guy should be. Yeah. Yeah, he's a
good
coach.
I mean, he's a good coach, but I see him quitting.
That's a team
going,
that just maybe he's the next coach for the Patriots kind of thing.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. No, because the Titans have been good for – they hit their spot a couple years ago. They had 2 years ago when they had Derrick Henry and
prime.
Ryan Tannehill was pretty good and their defense was better. They had a chance to be that Super Bowl team. That spot is gone. So coaches like that –
so we're looking at there's a technically there. I mean, it could be.
I mean, the Vikings coach not getting fired, right? That's not the surprise one.
No.
Would it surprise you? That one would be a surprise,
that'd
right?
Be a big shock because I think he's doing some good things.
Packers have fired coaches early, but I don't know that the Vikings ever have. They've kept them around too long.
Yes,
okay.
Too long.
That's you can always
always too long. But so there's a potential 10 to 12 teams looking for new coaches.
That's
a lot.
I mean, it really is because last year there was all these teams got the offensive and defensive coordinators for the best three teams in the league were all the brand new coaches.
Right.
I don't believe there was any college guys hired last year.
No. But you got
Jim Harbaugh. He's not a young up and coming coach anymore.
He's weird.
He doesn't feel like a pro guy anymore, and the NCAA should want nothing to do with that guy. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh can just go be on Fox and be an announcer like Urban Meyer.
Yeah, but no. There's always going to be a team in there that goes, he can bring us back. He can bring us back. Give him 4 years and bring us back.
No. I mean, any team that's
Raiders.
That's looking
Raiders.
Ugh, yeah, of course. That's such a. And it makes too much sense because it's such an ugly.
Well, we're recording this, but I'm going to hold on to this one. Just
that
mark
one
it down, like. Hey, it was Jim.
That one makes a lot of sense. Yeah, no, with 10 teams, the Raiders are not going to get it right. You're correct. So they should probably hire Jim.
See how that works?
You should be really rooting for every team to hire a Jim Harbaugh. It's such.
I was so happy when Minnesota, because he went last, the after 2 years ago, he was in the running for Minnesota.
I do remember that.
He went. He made a spectacle of it. He went to Minnesota.
Ooh,
because he, and then all of a sudden he went back to Michigan. They gave him a 3-year extension. But I'm like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that circus.
No, I don't think that. And it's they're just former college coaches, and this doesn't work. It doesn't matter what sport it is, if it's basketball or football.
For the most part, once again, there's anomalies. Pete Carroll
feels like about it. For me, it's always Steve Spurrier.
Yes.
They always feel like Steve Spurrier to me.
Urban.
Urban. Urban Meyer was, that was some of the most, somebody's going to have a 30 for 30. Somebody's going to do a documentary on that one
just
year.
Just the debacle.
That one year wasn't even, it was like 18 months of Urban Meyer. It wasn't even full year.
No.
He made it the same 11 games, I give think or so. Take. Where,
yep.
Yeah, that was the showing up drunk to bars, like going, being on the team.
It doesn't work at the pro level, Mr. Meyer.
Just wildly doing terrible things. Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
So, I mean, I think half the offseason will be great just for that carousel of knowing who goes where.
It is.
And there's always going to be, I mean, there's, you know, probably a handful of coaches that deserve a shot at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, I don't know the names off the top of my head, but there's a lot of ones that are just up and coming that are legit.
I mean, besides Detroit, you could fire everybody in the NFC North and I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be surprised for Minnesota if they do it. I think they're doing some good because that GM and head coach are tied together.
Okay. Yeah, they did. They brought
same time.
They were brought in. No, you're right. They're an overreaction on my part would be saying last year they were 13-4. And they're probably going to be a playoff team this year. Somehow they're gonna ugly out that 9-8.
Probably.
They're that 9-8 team. They just feel like it.
Right.
How much time do we have? We talked so much NFL again.
We've so far talked for almost 26 and a half minutes.
Wow.
You still got two.
Two. Okay, we're not going to do songs.
Bucks?
Let's talk about... I watched the Bucks and Heat last night.
How's that? They're in that tournament, aren't they?
There was that mid-season tournament. It feels like... I think they do them on like Mondays or Tuesdays, and Friday, Saturday are these tournament games where you're playing a pool game, but it's also part of the regular season, so it means something and then means something. For teams like Milwaukee...
One of the announcers were comparing it... That this whole thing for this in-season is really for 13, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old people because it relates well with kind of what soccer does.
It's 100% like that. Yes,
yeah. They're really building it in like in 10 years.
Yep.
They're going to draw that, you know.
And it really does because winning it means nothing. Winning this tournament means zero things. You get literally a trophy. These are
you get 500,000.
These are grown adults who make many millions of dollars. You get bragging rights and you win a trophy. So these games, they don't mean anything extra. The Bucks looked really, really good. They were up by 15, then they were down by 5, and then they ended up beating the Heat. The Heat are another one of those other best teams in basketball. It was the second time that I've seen the Bucks on TV. First time Damian Lillard and Giannis didn't look together like they knew. This was the third game in a row that I watched Giannis and Damian Lillard both put up 30. Damian Lillard, when he's on, he is the perfect point guard in the NBA. He's 6'3". He can guard. He can do all sorts of stuff. And Giannis was Giannis, so they looked really, really good.
25 seconds, buddy.
25 seconds. Hey, did you know that WDRT is doing something called season of
giving?
Are we giving?
Yeah.
Are we giving till it hurts again? That started,
yes,
right?
From now until December 31st.
Man, that's exciting. That's a sport all by
itself.
Go to
the website, WDRT.org, and look for all the details. And if you donate, you win.
That's a sport that really matters. Nice job. Have a great day. Bye.